Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Nun Ches in Ksubas. Top of the page, about 3-4 lines down, we're at the two dafs where we left off yesterday. Reb Tarfon Omer Nosna Kol Truma said once a girl reaches the time, let's say after she's been asked to, or she requested to get married, he requested to get married, 12 months pass and somehow he refuses, he's not ready yet, she's entitled to get support. And that support includes Truma, says the Mishnah. That means to say that if he's a Kohen and she's entitled to eat Truma now, he can give her Truma as well as regular food. So the question is, Darfin says he can give her all Truma if he wants. Truma is cheaper on the market because it's got less demand. It's only Kohanim could eat it. So Darfin says he can give her all Truma. But Kiva says, no, you got to give her half Truma, half Kohen, because some of the time she can't eat the Truma because she's Tomei. So you got to give her half and half. Darfin says, no, let her fend for herself. Give her all Truma. If it's a time she can't eat it, so she's got to go and sell it. Now, how much tircha does she have to do? Because it's not simple for a girl to go and sell food on the market. I'm going to buy a machlok, some basko on the coin.
Afraid of who she's going to sell it to.
No. She's going to sell it to. No, we're not concerned.
We had this concern yesterday.
Right. No, the concern is because she'll only sell it to a Kohen, obviously. Only a Kohen has a market for it. But if she's in her father's house, we're concerned that, you know, she might give her brother a beer or something. I'm going to buy a machlokes bas Kohen, the Kohen. Machlokes only if a girl is a bas Kohen. Of a bas Yisrael, a Kohen, they call machzachum. That's only if she is already a bas Kohen. If she's a bas Kohen, meaning in her family, they know how to deal with Truma. They sell it when they, you know, if they have to, whatever, they know how to deal with it. Then you can give her half and half. If a bas Yisrael coin, everybody agrees you can't just give her all Truma, because what's she going to do with it? She doesn't know anything about how to deal with that. Rashi says, bas coin b'ki b'shmiras Truma l'mocha, she knows how to watch it, how to keep it, you know, make sure it doesn't go and fall in the wrong hands, how to make sure it doesn't become Tomei, and to sell it. But a bas Yisrael who has no experience whatsoever in dealing with Truma, you can't give her all Truma. Now, what we're saying is she's entitled to eat the Truma now, right? She's got to learn the rules, and she's entitled to eat it. But you can't give her all Truma and tell her she's got to deal with selling it, etc. So only a Bas Kohen who's somewhat versed in the issue of Truma, you can give her, that's where there's a machlokus. And then Reb Tarfon says his opinion that you give her all Truma. But Bas Yisrael LeKohen, everybody agrees, even Reb Tarfon will say that it's half Chul and half Truma. Meaning so that she can eat the Truma when she's not Tomei and eat the Chul when she's Tomei.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be burned. You got to destroy it. Yeah. Well, Amar Abaye, that's Truma D'Oraisa. Truma D'Rabbanan, if it's only D'Rabbanan, like, say, Bizman Hazeh, you don't burn it, you put it aside. The point is nobody could eat it. Amar Abaye, Machlokas Ba'arusa. The Machlok, even then, so one issue is that there's only Machlokas if she's a Bas Kohen. Also, the machlok is only if she's engaged. Avo benasua, where she's married already, that means she doesn't even live at home. Why? Because now when she's married, meaning, what do you mean she's married? Didn't we just say that 12 months pass and he refuses to marry? That's the case over here. But he means that, so let's say she's already married and for some reason he's out of town and he's got to send her supplies. So she's living at home now, so she doesn't even have her family to help her go out and sell it, her brothers, her father, but she's supposed to go out in the market. In those days, women couldn't go out in the market very well, called Kfuta Bas Melech Panima. It's better for her to stay indoors, especially in those days when women weren't out in the marketplace. So in a case like that, then also everybody agrees you got to give her half and half. Even then, so again, the machlokas in our mission is only when she's an arusa and she's a bas kohen. But if she's a bas yisrael or if she's an asua, then even Reb Tarfon says you got to give her half and half. You can't give her all truma.
Bas kohen, we said, is familiar with truma, so right. She knows how to sell it.
Right.
She knows all the rules.
But and even then, that's only if she's still her parents can help her. Family can help her, right? Family can help her.
In the case of a
nesu, even though it's, I think you're getting at this, but wouldn't we just say that when does he start giving her food?
Right.
When she's not at home anymore. In other words, he's miachad her a place, right, so you're not worried about Shem's and who goes. So the answer is she's still, she has her family support, but she has her own apartment, so to speak. Alright, then machzachum machzachum, we prefer to stay at home, because her brothers aren't around at all. This is like an Amisha says. Reb Tarfon says you can give her all Truma. Let her fend for herself. And as a Kohen would probably rather give a Truma because he's got a lot of cheap Truma around. Right. Kibo machtzuchu machtzuchu, we give her half and half. Medamar, more and when is a machlokas, bas kohen the coin. Of a bas Yisrael the coin, like we just said, divriyakol machtzuchu machtzuchu, because again, she doesn't know how to sell that. Medamar, also barusav, on a suda, divriyakol machtzuchu machtzuchu. So, so far we've had two opinions, Rab Tarfon and Rab Akiva, and there's a time when they agree. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh Omer, no smash shtei yadas shel truma b'achas shachon. He says, no, you can do two-thirds, one-third. It's like an in-between stage, just two-thirds, one-third. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no smash akol truma. You give her all truma. V'imocheres v'lkechs b'tam chulun. And she goes and sells, and when she can't eat the truma, she goes and sells for chulun. So the obvious question is, what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Tarfon? Both of them say you can give her all truma. So Rashi explains, because look at the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi says you give her all truma, and she goes and sells it, and she can buy with that money chulun. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda says you've got to give her more chulun. Now, you got to give her more truma. But the Tarfon says you just give her enough to eat. She needs it, right, exactly. She needs, let's say, a kilo a day of food, of wheat to eat. Let's say you give her that kilo, you can give it all in truma. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, listen, since she's going to have to sell some of the time that truma in order to eat chulun when she's tameh, you've got to give her an extra amount of truma, more than the amount, because truma sells for less than chulun. In order to be able to buy chulun, the amount that she's going to necessarily need, she's going to need more truma of that, because truma is cheaper than chulun. So Yehuda emphasizing, you can give her all truma, you've got to give her enough so that when she sells it and it's cheaper on the market than regular chulun, she'll still have enough to buy chulun and sustain herself. Whenever it says truma, and you give her truma, you give her twice as much as she would need of chulun. In other words, if let's say the amount she consumed only is a kilo, much more than enough.
To buy the
exactly. What's in my benai? What's in Sim Shem Galil and Rabbi? Both of them say you got to give her plenty of truma so that she should be able to buy the chulun. Rabbi Yehuda says buy enough. Rabbi Shimon says no, give her double the amount. My benai, benai tircha. In other words, to make it easier in her to sell, make it easier for her to sell. In other words, sell it even below market. Number one, she only has one market coin in. But then make it even better. Don't make her running around the street trying to find a coin. Let her mark it down, give it to her so she can sell it real cheap, so that she can get enough chulin easily. And if she sells it real cheap, she'll obviously be able to get, you know, she's got a sale, you know, half price sale, she'll be able to sell it easily and get, and then buy chulin with it. So Rabbi Shimon Galil just says, you make it easy for her. Rashi says, that, right, the tircha of just making it easier. Don't sell it for its worth, which even its worth, normal worth is less than chulin. El nos mo truma harbi, give her plenty. Kadei should, nana bezol, she should sell it real cheap. But tim salo kanabi, she'll find a lot of purchasers that way. There's the standard market. Sure, definitely. Truma. Definitely. And it was, right, truma store. Truma store, probably built out of stone, so that it wouldn't be tameh easily. You know, sure, definitely.
They had all these issues of people who could in their house who couldn't eat it, etc. They needed food.
Of course.
You have a guest. What do you do?
Yeah. It's just more complicated than that too. They had different home. They had different houses. You know, those days you find this when the Ethiopians came here. You know, they had different houses for Anida and for
living quarters
because when people were tameh, you find it even by many of the Sephardim. I was amazed. The guy that I know who's a Sephardi guy, and he's religious. He's Shomer Shabbos. He's not what you call Haredi, and by any means. And we were once talking, and he was talking about Gevurah, and he says, "Oh no, we said, oh, you're going to be home very late at night. We don't want to wake. We don't want to wake you up or something like that." He says, no, his wife sleeps with the kids now, but when she's a Nida, she sleeps with the kids, she doesn't even sleep in the same bedroom with him. They have Minhagim that are from a long time ago that are probably very good, that there's a reason for them. They kept all kinds of tums, there's certain traditions they kept. Hayav Meina Machal B'Truma. Right. Hayav Meina Machal B'Truma. Yeah. No, very sophisticated, right. Right. Yeah, exactly. So he's not that sophisticated. Not sophisticated, but on the other hand, look at the minhagim that they have, from thousands of years, they keep these minhagim. You saw that with Ethiopians. Remember when the Ethiopians came, they had all those rules, they would have a separate tent for them.
Literalistic.
Right. But they kept the rules, but they're separate. Right. So we said on Mishnah Yavam, that means that before he's consummated the marriage, the levirate marriage, meaning the husband's brothers die with no children, and she's waiting, she's a Shemar Siyav, waiting for him to be Machal Truma. So he can't give her truma. Maitan, the kinyan kaspa rachmana. Only if he is acquired of a high kinyan achav. This isn't acquired by him, it's acquired by his brother. He didn't acquire her, and therefore he can't give her truma. However, once he marries her, even though he wasn't kinyan kaspo, he didn't pay for her now, he didn't give her a kedusha. Remember, you consummated only with bia. Still then, it's considered ishto l'chol davar. It says, l'chol isha, ishto l'chol davar. Just like we find by kedushin. Even by kedushin, we say kinyan kaspo, but let's say he acquires her with bia or with shtar. That's also a kinyan, right? Because we said all the havayas are mukesh ladadi, Rashi explained. So even though it wasn't really with kaspo, but all the kinyanim, once it's a kedushin, it's kedushin. Same thing here, once it's isha, it's isha. But if it's not isha, if it's simply he's a yavam and she's a shemeres yavam, so you might say, well, the brother acquired her, but the brother acquired her. Not. Don't forget, the brother might have given her food, even if the brother, let's say the brother didn't marry her, he only had kedushin, but and then waited 12 months or more than 12 months, he has to give her food. But if he dies now, doesn't give her food anymore.
But in the normal Yibum case of Kohanim, she can eat even after her husband dies?
No. That's what we said.
Not 12 months.
A normal...
A Kohen's married to a woman.
And there's no children.
He's a Kohen.
So if there's no children, the halach is she goes back to her father's house. If he's Yisrael, if she's Yisrael, she stops eating trim at that point. Exactly. Unless there's children. But then there would be Yibum. If she has children, that's a pasuk. If she has children from the Kohen,
right,
then she can eat truma based on the children. Right, based on the children.
If she has no children, she has to stop.
Exactly. And the reverse is true. If she's a bas kohen who can eat truma in her father's house, and she marries a Yisrael, who means she can no longer eat truma,
right,
and her husband dies, she can go back and eat truma. Right. All right. So my time can cast over. Also, shisha chadashim tnei abal. Let's say if she had 6 months in front of the husband and 6 months in front of the avam, 6 months in front of the husband, she can't, right? She can't eat yet, and certainly in front of the avam. So where hashim tnei abal amrit lo, madach she had, let's say, 11 months and 29 days in front of the baal, she can't eat truma. So b'fnei ayavmi boy. So if she is 11 months and 29 days in front of the avam, certainly she can't eat. So zubayin tzarach lo mezukain. It's like the mitzvah, the lashon of the mishnah. That's the derech of the mishnah. Say this case, and certainly not this case. And she can't even eat in the case where she had 11 months in front of the husband and 29 days in front of the 11 months and 29 days in front of the baal, and 1 day in front of the avam, she can't eat. And certainly the reverse. Alright, Zul Mishnah Rishana. So we go back to our mission. The mission said that after 12 months, she's entitled to eat, whether it's truma, whatever the machlokas is, but she's entitled to support from that time on. The later mission says, no, we changed it, we changed our mind, and we said that a woman cannot eat her husband's food, ain't shachos, but truma she turns lachopa. And as the original mission said, she's entitled to eat because miyachad her a place. Alright, so she's entitled to eat. The later mission said, no, we don't give her any truma until he marries her. So we had yesterday two reasons. What's the reason why he doesn't give her? What's the reason why we said that Mina Torah she can eat truma right away as soon as he's engaged her? What's the reason why we don't give her truma? So one reason is Ula said the reason yesterday because of we're afraid she's gonna be still living in her father's house and he's gonna send her beer and she'll share a beer with her brothers by accident. That's one reason. Okay, so we said yeah, fine, but what about? But then we said after 12 months, so that's why you don't give it to her as soon as you're Makadosh, or she doesn't eat truma. But after 12 months, then why do you? You said after 12 months, he's entitled to give her either all truma, half truma, two-thirds truma, whatever the deal is. Because he's Miachad, he gives her own apartment, so she won't give it to her brothers anymore. That's a little spar. The second spar we said at the end of yesterday, as we rushed out a little bit, we said was simple, because we're afraid that maybe he'll find some mum, and he'll reject her as a wife, and it'll be a Kenyan toast, and it comes out she ate truma for nothing. So we didn't get into the details, though. Fine. So then what about, the Gemara didn't ask it yesterday, the Gemara's going to ask it now. So why is it different after 12 months? The Gemara said, well, okay, what happens if he marries her? So after 12 months, could he give it to her? We said over there, we said, so if he marries her without having B also, the answer is no, he wouldn't marry her unless he checked her out at the mikvah or something, he had her family check her out. But we didn't say, well, yeah, but fine, well, how can you give after 12 months? Being miyachad or a place only takes away the reason she's not going to give it to her brothers. But miyachad or a place is not going to take away of simple. So let's get into that right now. My timer. What's the reason why we said the second mishnah said, Eina yishol chalas b'trumah she kenas l'chopah. The first mishnah said, what happened? Again, we're just recording to Ula. My timer, Amma Ula said, V'yitem rav shum over yudim mishim simple. What's the reason why the second mishnah said, the later mishnah said, you know what, she can't eat. The reason why she can't eat until she gets married is because of simple. Because there might be, she might find a mum. Ah, so this makes sense. Bishlam ula, think about it. Kamaisa, the original reason why she can't eat truma after he gets engaged to her and he's a kohen is why Shem is a close, basically because we're afraid she'll share a beer with her brothers and her father's house. So we said, you know what, even though you're engaged to this kohen, can't have any truma right now because maybe you'll share a beer, you're still living at home. Ah, but what about after 12 months? Well, after 12 months he has to give you an apartment, so you're not going to mix it anymore. Ah, so then she should be able to eat truma. So why did the later Mishnah say she can't eat truma? Ah, basraisa mishum sim. The second reason is because of simpo. And you know what? Even the original reason was because of sevia. That goes away after 12 months. But then we said the later Mishnah said, you know what? Even though he gave her a separate apartment and you're not worried about giving to her brothers, but there's still the concern that maybe he'll find a mum. He'll reject her. He'll say mekachtos. It'll be no engagement. It'll be retroactively no engagement. It comes out she was eating truma. Shalom ka'alocha. Mishum sim. So that makes sense. El Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. But the first reason, which is the first reason?
About you have share of beer.
Oh, the share of beer was the original reason. In other words, the original.
You don't need that if you have
You don't need it anymore, exactly. The original, what would happen to that? The Torah came along and said, you're a Kohen, you gauge a girl, you can give her a beer. You can give her truma. Okay. That's what the Torah said. The rabbis came along and said, we're concerned she's going to share the beer with her brothers. Don't give her any truma while she's still living at home. What about 12 months come and she's waiting to get married? So we said, well, 12 months come, you've got to give her a separate apartment and you can start giving her truma because the reason of giving it to her brothers doesn't apply anymore. Later on, the rabbi said, wait a minute, but though, still there's a problem. There's a problem of simpon.
Which is from the first day.
Which could be from the first day, but that wasn't the original reason. The original reason because we're concerned about that. Then the rabbi said, oh, hey, wait a minute, we got this reason of simpon. Maybe he's going to find a mom. And therefore, she, under all circumstances, we say, again, midrabbana, not midraisa, midrabbana, we say, he shouldn't give her any truma until they actually get married. That's the way Ula learns. El Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, we're on him in days now. El Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, who yesterday gave the original reason. Why don't we listen to the Torah? Why did the rabbi say originally, even if you become engaged, you don't give her truma? Because of Simplon, once you have that reason, well, what did you have to come off? Why did you allow it after 12 months? And then why did you have to ask for it again because of simpon? That was your reason. El Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, kamaisim mishum simpon uvasraisim mishum simpon. The original reason because of simpon. So what did you have to come on to the whole procedure for? Once you had that original reason of simpon, that applies all the time. In other words, if the concern is that maybe she's going to find a mum and therefore don't give her any truma, then the 12 months shouldn't have made any difference. And there was no reason for the rabbis later on to make another takana because of simpon. You had the first reason. My binayu. Ella, kamaisa mishum simpon, vasaisa mishum simpon, my binayu. What's the difference? And here Rashi says, my binayu, third line of Rashi, klomer. Ma ro rishonim latira. What was the original reason to be matra? Mishigiyaz man veilach after the 12 months. And ma rachmanim lam rashi to the couple. What's the difference? You don't need. The answer is chutz. The original is bikas chutz. In other words, what's the concern about some? Maybe you're going to see some mum and reject her. Well, how do you have to? You have to actually have to have bia with her to check, or bikas chutz check on the outside. Marasav bikas chutz shma bedika. Just checking on the outside. Shabbat can be a kravos of hers. He sent his neighbors, his friends to check her out, what she looked like, right? So the first reason is that, you know what? Well, that goes away with after 12 months. After original reason is because of because maybe you'll find a mum. After 12 months come and she wants to get married. So he says, I'll send my relatives to check her out, make sure she doesn't have any obvious blemishes. And that's good enough. Mama? Can I read the Bruch Farba and the Bruch Farba Erusin? The other one said, no, checking on the outside is not good enough, and therefore, even after 12 months, we prohibit it again until the marriage takes place. Alright. Now we get into the next few blatter deal with the question of what are his obligations to her. We know her basic obligation is he has to feed her, he has to clothe her, he has to have marital relations with her. Right? He has to support her. So that's obligations that he has to her. She has obligations to him, as we'll see later on, to cook and to deal with, maybe do the sewing, do some work, etc. Let's say he's makdish her work. Gives it to Hektish. Is he allowed to? Is it belong to her or to him? So makdish ma'aseh ishto, he's makdish her work. So we're not even getting to the issue of the work isn't here right now. It can be makdish davar shelo bal olam. We'll get into that later on. But let's just talk about the basic idea. Does he own it or does she own it? Who is the owner of this project? Ha makdish ma'aseh ishto, harezu ocheles she's allowed to eat, she's allowed to continue working in Volcha, and she could eat from that. Meaning, he doesn't really own it. And we'll see why. The reason why is because she can reject it. She could say, listen, the original thing in the Torah says you have to give me food, right? And the Rabbanan said, okay, that's the Iker. He has to give her food. She could say, listen, honey, I'm making more than you. You know, I keep your food, and I'll keep my paycheck, right? I'll keep the work that I do. So because of that, she's really the owner. And therefore, if he says, you know, I'm giving you this kedusha, you can't be makdish my food. I can reject it. Even though you're willing to give me food, I don't need your food. So therefore, hamakdish ma'aseh de'ishto harezo osel v'chas, meaning it's not hektish. She can reject it, and she can continue working and eating it. Hamoser, the extra part, we'll see the later mishnayos, tomorrow, etc., we'll see, in the other days, we'll see what's considered the basic part and the extra part, meaning she's required to earn a certain amount, like a standard amount. Let's say she gets $5 an hour. Whatever that's worth, she's entitled to make a certain amount, which is the standard amount. The extra part, Rameyer Omer Hegdish. Rameyer says that is Hegdish. Why? Because Rameyer says that part he is entitled to in return for giving her a special weekly allowance. It's called Moa Kesef. He has to give her another weekly allowance for spending money. In return for that, he's entitled to the extra work that she gets. You can't do it. And we'll see why. Is it because of you can't be maxed over Shabbat Olam, or because of other reasons? We'll talk about that. So again, that's what the Mishnah says. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Amar Rav, Yecholi Isha Loma Labala, and this is the basic question. A woman could tell her husband, like we said before, Ein Zonos, I'm not interested in your food, keep your food, Beinios, and I'm not working for you. I don't want your food. I can do well on my own. I'll support myself. Ksavar, Rabbanan, he held. Kitkan Rabbanan Mizonos, whether Rabbanan were Mitakan the Mizonos, it doesn't mean to say that it's not Doraisa, because after all, it says She'er Oks, who Savan Slay Yigrub, and Atari has to give her food. But it means is when the Rabbanan made all the Tekonis of this for that, what you get, what I get, the Mizonos was the Iker, Umay Siyadeh, Mishumeva. In other words, if the Mizonos is the Iker, like Minatari, he has to give her food, that's the Iker part, that was the main thing. And in return for that, we say that her paycheck, or her Maisiya there, we'll call it her paycheck, goes to him out of, you know, so it should be goodwill. After all, he's giving her food, so he should at least get her paycheck. The Chiyomer, when she says, Einim Zonos V'Einiosa, she says, therefore, the main reason is that you want to support me, I'm the wife, right? You want to give me food, and in return for that, I have to give my paycheck. I'll tell you what, don't do me any favors. I won't take your food, and I won't give you my paycheck. V'Einiosa, Harshas B'Yoda. That's what Rav Huna Amarav says.
If she says that, mm-hmm. Does that mean that he doesn't have the other obligations either?
What other obligations?
Share.
No. So the Sheira is...
It's a right.
So the onus, so clearly he has the obligation. Ona, referring to marital relations.
Even if she says, I don't want anything from you, I don't want to work, I don't want to... Leave me alone.
Right, she could say that.
Why does he have any obligations?
So then he wouldn't have any obligations. Right, right. Unless she's rebels. In other words, she has some basic obligations in the house to keep the house in order. We'll see, making the bed and keeping herself clean and even washing him. You know, there are certain personal obligations they have between one another that are automatic. And if she rebels and says, I want to have nothing to do with you, I'm leaving. It's like she's walking out of the house, and it's called the Moredes. She rebels against her husband and says, I want to have nothing to do. Don't touch me. Stay away from me. I never want to talk to you again. It's basically a rebellious woman. So that's the beginning of divorce. And he's entitled to start taking the tracking for, deducting from her ksubah. But this part, she's entitled to say, listen, I don't want your food, and don't take my paycheck. Meisvei, tiknu mazonos tachas meisvei. The Brisa says, we're going to have it again later today, tiknu mazonos, they were mataka mazonos in return for her paycheck. It's mashma that the paycheck is the ikur, and the mazonos is in return for that. Same, no, it doesn't mean that. It just means this for that, but it doesn't mean which one came first. The mazonos is the ikur, that's what she's entitled to. And if she wants to, she only has to give him her paycheck in return for the mazonos, but she could refuse the mazonos and say, I don't want the mazonos and don't take my paycheck. Let's bring a proof to this from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Makdish Ma'aseh De'Ishto Areus of Ocheles. She doesn't, it's not kadosh, right? She can continue working and keeping the food and, you know, just giving him some, keeping some. My love, aren't we speaking about mazonos? Where he's willing to give her mazonos. He's supplying her. And she's able to say, listen, I don't want it. Even though you're giving me food, you can't be makdish because I can reject the food and reject my paycheck. And therefore my paycheck is not kadosh because it's not yours. Since our response is law, but Shane is us. We're speaking on a case in our Mishnah. It could be that our Mishnah is speaking on a case where he's not giving her food. If he's not giving her food, he's not entitled to anything. Yibi Shane is onos. Mala memra. Hey, if he's not giving her any food, of course, he can't keep her paycheck. What's the chiddush in that? Filman domer yachal rabbel on the evit. Even the one who holds is machlokas. Can a master tell an evit knani, asei mi vein is ach, work for me and I'm not feeding you? You could tell that to a guy, to an evit knani. Hanimil be evit knani, dlokis bei imcha, doesn't say with you. Aval evit ivri, an evit ivri, a Jew, who's not a real evit, he's just an evit ivri. The sibbe imcha, lo, you can't tell an evit ivri, listen, work for me and I'm not gonna feed you. But koshkin ishto, certainly you can't tell your wife that. So what's a chiddush? This is the right. There's no chiddush in that, but say it's for chiddush. The chiddush is the mosa, the extra part that Ramei Romer Hegdish for Bialchem Sandor or Chulin. That's what the Mishnah is coming to teach me. The first part in Echnami is no chiddush. So it's no raya to Rafuna Barav, but certainly Rafuna Barav will learn our Mishnah speaking about where he's willing to give her mazonos, and she can reject it. And since she can reject it, therefore her paycheck doesn't belong to him, and therefore he can't be makdashim. This idea of Rafuna Barav that says that she can offer, she can say, I don't want to, I don't want to take the paycheck, I don't want your money, I don't want your food, and don't take my paycheck. Plegid Rosh Lakish, Sargis Rosh Lakish, Tomer Shlakish, Lotem, Matam, Medav, Rameh. Don't say the reason Rameh or not Mishnah, what he says. Rameh says that it's Hegdish, the Moses Hegdish, Rishim, the Ksavar, Adam, Makdish, Tomer Sholom. Rameh, as we'll see, does hold the Makdish, but don't say that's not necessarily, you don't see from my Mishnah. The Mishnah is not a proof that he holds the Makdish, Tomer Sholom, like we said, her produce, what she produces, is not here right now. Don't say that's the reason. El Tam, Rameh, since he can force her from Isidah. Rabbi, you see here the key. Rishlaki says, he can force her to work. I'm sorry. The reason I can force you to work. Nasakomets, as if he said, as if he says your hands, which are here in the world right now, what you're going to produce next week is not here, but your hands are kadosh right now. So I'm being makdish your hands to Hosein, to the God who made them. He didn't say that. He said Hamakdish Ma'ase Seideishta, the produce. Vallomarachi says Kivin Shmilah Rei. Since he's found Rameir's number, Einar Motzu Dolo Talo. Rameir holds in a case where a person says, I ma'arich a baby who's 15 days old. There is no such erech. Erech is only from 30 days old in the Torah. But if you're ma'arich 15 years old, since a person not Motzu Dolo Talo, you have to give something. You have to give his worth on the market, even though it's not real erechim. So you see, if a person says something, he's not multiple of all, it means something. Nasir, it's as if he says, it's as if he says those words, I'm being makdish your handiwork to their God, making makdish your hands to them. So that's reason of Meir. But the point is, that on the side we see that Rish Lakish says the reason of Meir is because this person, he can force his wife to say, he can force her paycheck. So it's not like, sure he has to give her mazonos, and she has to give him, but it's not like, you know, her paycheck is only in return for her paycheck. No. He's entitled to her paycheck, and therefore he can force her, and therefore he says he'd be makdish it. So I can't be makdish the first part. So we'll see why in the Gemara later on. Is that really true of Meir? You can't be makdish over Shalom. We learn how Omer Leisha, if a person tells a woman, I'm a guy right now, but after Megayer, I'm a kaddish you. After you're Megayer, after I become a freed slave, after you become freed, I'm makdish you after your husband dies. We're on together, right? As soon as your husband dies, we're married. Right? Or after your sister dies, I'm married to your sister now. After she dies, I'll marry you. Or after your husband gives you chalitza, your husband gives you chalitza, remember Kadeshus. So you see, you can makdish davar shalom. So you're right, man, he ain't. You're right. From there, you do see you can makdish davar shalom. But from here, from my mission, you can't prove it. So anywhere Meir holds, you could be makdish davar shalom. That's how he holds at the end of the day. And we have machlokas Rav Huna and Rish Lakish. Rav Huna says that a woman is entitled to her paycheck, meaning she only gives the paycheck because he feeds her. But if she chooses and says, I don't want your food, I don't have to give me my paycheck. Whereas Rosh Lakish says, no, he's entitled to her paycheck in all cases. Hamosa, what about the extra part? The part over and above the basic part that she earns? Rameh or Mehekdish? Aim is Kaddish. When is a Kaddish? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Tavayu, Moser, La'achar, Misa, Kaddish. After she dies and he inherits it, then it's Kaddish. Rabbi Rabbi says, no, Moser, Mechaim, right now it's Kaddish. However, Papa, Mai, what are we speaking of? Elam, Malam, Zodos, Malam, Malam, if he gives her both food and he gives her a weekly allowance, so it's my time about La'achar, Misa, Kaddish. Why is it only after Misa? If he gives her food and he gives her, so he's entitled to the paycheck right now. Why can't he be Makdish right now? Where he doesn't give her mazonos and he doesn't give her a weekly allowance, so why is he entitled to it right now? It's only entitled after she dies, he inherits her. That's the reason. The reason is because he's giving her mazonos, but he's not giving her the allowance. The allowance is in lieu of the extra part that she earns. Rav Shmuel, Savri, take the mazonos, tachas masiyadeh. Again, as we said before in Rav, that the masiyadeh is in return for the mazonos. And Umar kesef, the allowance is tachas moser for the extra part that she earns. Kiven lo kiyav lamal kesef. Since he doesn't give her the allowance, moser yahav, therefore it's hers right now, and therefore, when is he entitled to it? Only after she dies, after he inherits her. Ravada varava sovereign, I'll take the mazonos tachas moser, the other way around. The mazonos is in return for the extra allowance, and the mal kesef is in return for the extra part that she earns, or mal kesef, and the allowance is tachas maaseh deah, is for what she, the basic part that she earns. The kiven the yahav mazonos, since he gives the mazonos, most of the day, therefore the extra part is hers. What's the machlokes between these two sheets? The regular amount that she earns, let's say she earns $5 an hour, is in return for the regular food that he gives her. That's shkiach and shkiach. No, a fixed amount, meaning what she, the basic part that she earns, is in return for the fixed amount, which is the part, the basic part that she earns is in return for the fixed amount, which is the allowance. So therefore, that's the different sheikahs over here, and that's why you have the shaila. Does he own it right now, or does he only own it after she dies, that moser? We'll pick it up from here tomorrow. Ma? Yeah, that's